Once upon a time, there was a toothbrush named David.
Well, speaking of toothbrush, I'm glad you did say that.
Go do that. I will be waiting. Once upon a time, there was a toothbrush named David. David was a good toothbrush. Is medium bristled. He worked very hard to keep his bristles straight. He groomed his bristles every day. Made sure he got all the toothpaste out from in between his bristles. And stood there ready and waiting for his next assignment. The thing is, when your toothbrush, your only assignment is to brush teeth. Now, David was really good at brushing teeth. He liked doing it. Took pride in the cleanliness of his owner's teeth. But after a while, David started to wonder if there was anything else. There's something else that he could do in this world. Maybe something that was more challenging for him. He had already managed to become a great toothbrush. Now, he wanted to do something else. He did some research, Googled other uses for toothbrushes.
How could he do research?
On the computer.
How does he get out of the cup?
He has his ways. Waits till everybody's sleeping and sneaks over to the computer and does his research. But when you Google alternate uses for toothbrushes, I gotta say, it's not a pretty sight. The best thing you'd find is cleaning the grout between the tiles. And that does look like a challenge to David, because he was looking at the grout on the bathroom floor and thinking, yeah, that is pretty dirty. I could probably clean that up. But then there's also cleaning inside of a toilet bowl. Disgusting. He was not looking forward to that. And cleaning the rims on a car.
Cleaning the what?
The rims, which are like the wheels that hold the tires. Some people clean them real tidy with toothbrush.
Yes.
Mm.
I use my toothbrush brushing
teeth. Yeah, the thing that occurred to David was that if he were to try out one of these other adventures, he would never be used as a toothbrush again.
Speaking of toothbrushes, this morning when I was brushing my teeth, I went over my tooth where it's gone. I'm like, where did my tooth go? Where did it go?
You brushed it right away.
No, this tooth. And I'm like, oh my god, who drilled it? I'm like,
jeez, oh. Scared.
And then I kept brushing really hard.
Trust me, you would know it if somebody drilled your tooth. You would not forget.
Nick put you to sleep?
No. You get to hear it, and you get to smell your tooth burning.
And you get to see it?
You get to see it. And then when they hit a nerve, you get to feel the most pain that anyone ever feels.
What's a nerve?
A little tiny vein that goes through your tooth and gives it feeling. Pretty ouchy. Anywho.
I'm so nervous of that
rat. So then brush your teeth.
I will.
Take care of those pearly whites and you won't have that problem.
So
cool. So David decided, no, you know what? Any of these other toothbrush uses seem like a real dead end for that toothbrush.
Yeah.
won't be doing any more toothbrushing after that. So David said, okay, new goal. Be the best darn toothbrush anyone's ever seen. And never, I mean never, wear out. And what happens when a toothbrush wears out?
You throw it out.
You throw it out, but I'm saying, like, what?
Oh, all the bristles get crooked.
They get bendy, right? and soft.
And the toothpaste sits in the bottom of the bristles.
Yes. So.
And they get really, and it gets really, like, gooey.
Every night, when everybody went to bed, David cleaned out all his bristles very meticulously. And then he did bristle ups.
What are that?
They're like push ups, only for toothbrushes. So he would do bristle ups to keep his bristles straight and true.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Bristle up, and tomorrow's Thursday.
No, Friday for me, because I don't have to go to school.
Feels like Friday. I see where you're coming from. Anyways, miraculously, David managed to stay a relevant working fun. Toothbrush.
I'm coming after. No!
For five entire years.
Mine barely lasts for 5 months.
Exactly.
It just doesn't do the work.
David did the work. And eventually his owner noticed. He didn't think about it for quite some time, but then he's like, wait a second. This toothbrush is the best. I haven't had a new toothbrush in years. So he looked at the brand, and he went and bought another one, and another one, and another one. Wanted backups of the same type of toothbrush that David was. Thing is, what his owner didn't know is it wasn't the type of toothbrush he was.
It was
in the brand.
It was
the type of toothbrush he was in his toothbrush soul. He was a type of toothbrush he didn't take no for an answer. He got the job done.
And he's like, hey, you're not getting me off. I'm not. This is a piece of broccoli on the tooth. You're not getting me off. Oh, yes, I am.
He's not afraid of tartar, gingivitis.
What's that mean?
Gum disease.
Ew, you can't fix gum disease with a toothbrush. People brush gums, that's gross.
You kind of brush gums a little bit, make sure nothing gets under your gums.
I never did that.
Anywho, David tackled them all.
Some people brush
but
their tongue.
His owner was like, oh, okay, cool, I got this new toothbrush, look at that world. So he started using that. And David was like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? Am I done? But he wasn't thrown out. So he's like, okay. And he watched. And he watched the new toothbrush. Johan. Who started off as a cocky, young, perfect chiseled toothbrush. Eventually, over a period of 3 months, he just devolved into a bent up, stanky toothbrush. David's owner was like, what the heck? Looked at the toothbrush, double checked the brand against David's brand. He's like, this one's garbage. And so I threw it that way. There goes Johan. Back to David. David's like, yeah, put me in, coach. And he was brushing again. Anyways, the man was amazed and he tried another one of the toothbrushes that he bought where it was supposed to be the same as David. Once again, not the same as David. So I started to realize, this is a special toothbrush. Not a special toothbrush brand, but an actual special toothbrush.
Man
vowed to keep this toothbrush as long as he could. And he started to record how long it's been. And the man had David for another year, another year, another year, another year. David was working so hard. He was exhausted, but he did not want to give up. In the end, the man called the Guinness World Book of Records to look at the toothbrush and see that it is the longest lasting toothbrush in history.
How long that was David. Is it for?
The world's greatest toothbrush.
How long did he use it for?
46 years.
Cool.
The only reason he stopped was because
he got old
and his teeth fell out. Now, David saw a lot of different toothpastes over the years.
Yeah, did David make a deal with those toothpastes? Like, don't you dare get stuck under my bristles.
Not that I have an understanding and a respect. Stop. And by the end, toothpastes were honored to work with the greatest toothbrush in the world.
Whoa, so he's got feisty jaw now.
Anyways, that's him. The end.
Anyways.